UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And it means when we get to the summer topics. What was that? When we get to summer topics, it means you never know which direction the show is headed. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
We are on summer topics, but here's the thing. We have passed what I heard Drew call it the other day, the sports solstice. To me, we have passed that now.
What is the sports solstice?
Like the exact middle, just you know how the longest day of the year, it's like, wow, there's nothing. We've
All-Star
that.
Weekend. It's baseball All-Star Weekend.
Okay. But here's the thing. Now we've got Media Days, SEC Media Day. We've got ACC News coming out. ACC Media Day start, what, like tomorrow or something, I think. So, like, we're in – it's football time, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, Elijah's got practice. So, ooh. I'm like, he started practice 2 weeks ago. So
did you get him all iced out again?
You know what's tough right now for him?
I'm listening.
He's really progressing in basketball. We had to have a conversation because he was like, I don't know if I want to play football this year. And I was like, okay, which is fine. Mm-hmm. If you're, I said, why don't you do this? So why don't you, it's your eighth grade year. Mm-hmm. I said, why don't you play this year and give me 1 year of high school, freshman year. Mm-hmm. See if you like it. See if you want to, because his body's there.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't know. As much as me talk about, oh, man, it was good football and this, I made the basketball team my eighth grade year. I quit football my freshman year.
Yeah.
I didn't play freshman or sophomore year.
Yep.
I remember. And then I come back my junior year and was like, oh, man, now I was like, oh, yeah, awesome, but whatever. Neither here nor there. So,
what doesn't he like about football the most? The time commitment?
No.
Okay.
He's not progressing in football the way he is in basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, he's watched himself in basketball get better. Mm-hmm. He's watched his shot form get better. Did you see that picture I posted the other day?
No, like, I didn't.
Okay, thanks for looking. Support my kids. Jackass.
You didn't make the algorithms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You must not have enough people like it.
Guess I should have.
Hashtag jump shot. Hashtag. Hashtag form. Hashtag.
But like, I think he's watched himself. He's getting better, and he's getting better because he's okay, this is something I've talked to his mom about, but not him. I'm like, Amelia, that's his mom's name. I'm like, Amelia, watch him. He'll go out there, he'll work on basketball. He already do have a football. I'm like, he wants to get better. He's dribbling, you know.
Is it because basketball is a skill thing and football is your body thing?
I think you're starting to see that his love for it is different. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm like, and I'm not a guy that's like, I think early, I am a very big proponent of get your kid in all sports.
Yep.
Get them in everything. Yep. Let them play to see what they do, you know. But I'm also a proponent of, I don't think, I'm not the guy that says you need to be a multi-sport athlete.
Yeah, right.
In this day and age, you can pick a sport and play it all year round.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing basketball all summer. I mean, he never stopped. He went straight into AAU. Like, you can play baseball all year round. Football, you can go to camps all year round. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I don't think it's, I mean, not that multi-sport athletes aren't, it's not important, but it's not as important as it used to be. Like, even back in 05 when I played, like, I mean, it was more important to be like, hey, man, you play all sports because it keeps you going, you know. Now it's not the case anymore.
Yeah, we're differently.
And I'm watching his love grow, and I'm like, so that's why I'm like, hey, man, if you play your eighth grade year, your freshman year, you're like, dude, then okay, let's just put everything into this.
Yep.
Yeah, be the best you can.
At least eighth grade for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now, you know, I mean, listen, if he played eighth grade, and remember, he's in eighth grade, he's going into eighth grade, he wears a size 14. So, like, yeah, I wear a 15. He's almost caught me. So I'm like, it wouldn't shock me if we wake up in a year and you're like, he's 6'5", 6'6". You know what I'm saying? Like, so now if he does something like that, maybe I'd say, you know, hey, man, if you want to play tight, you want to give it a shot, go ahead. But if not, go ahead and let's figure something out.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to be toxic, so plug your ears, okay, everybody.
Fair enough.
Yeah, size 14, you're going to play football, son.
Yeah.
Listen, you'll thank me later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, no, I get it.
Yeah, listen. I'm joking, but I'm not.
No, you know, I tell him when he wanted to, because baby mama was like, maybe we just let him, and I'm like, let's get two more years out of him. I'm like, let's ask him. Eighth grade. I mean, I would listen. I'm not gonna force him out there right now. He's at the age, and he's very active.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very active kid. So I was like, buddy, will you give me this year and next year? You know,
there's only one thing you can do to aid in that project as well, and it's not talk. Get out in the yard and mess with them a little bit.
Yeah,
the more you get out in the yard and mess with them, it's a competitive thing in the football world.
Yeah,
like I said, keeping the football in your hands with him, getting out, being active with him, I think you might be able to.
Yeah,
but I know. I would not lose that in the back of my mind. Like, yeah, size 14, son.
It's tough to be a dad sometimes when you're like, yeah, but man, I've done that for 6 years, and every year, 7 years, and every year it's, okay, this year, you're going to go out there and rock? Yeah. And every year I watch him, and I'm like, he's like, hey, you know, how was football? It was good. He comes home from basketball practice. Hey, how was basketball practice today? Oh, man, we did this. Boom. We did this. We worked on this. You know, football. How was football? It was good. Okay, did anything happen? Yeah. Hey, are you starting? They got me on the second team right now.
Yeah. Like, if he's not enjoying it, you know, then you can say, okay,
And again, I don't think he's not enjoying it, but I think he's cool being there.
Yeah.
And because I was like, son. And I did have this talk with him right in the truck. I said, son, you're just too big to come off the bench. this was on Sunday. This was on Sunday after church, after lunch. I said, son, you're just too big to come off the bench. I'm gonna be honest with you. If you come off the bench, I'm like, it's your fault. I did tell him that. Yeah. I was like, it's your fault. Right away, his girlfriend was in the car too. I was like, I want your girlfriend right here, Nikki, in the car.
Nikki, yeah. Did he say that in front of his girlfriend?
I was like, bro.
Good. No, yeah. Seriously. That's.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, but you just, listen, I'm like, where they got you playing? He's like, right tackle. Okay. Now, I will say this. There is a part of this, too. He's got to overcome. Now, I don't think his coaches are, like, bad. Or he's got great coaches. But they've watched him unfortunately, when you play with the same coaches over years, they kind of come to expect something.
Yep.
So it's like I tell him that. I'm like, you've got to overcome that in their mind.
Yeah, you don't want to get pigeonholed. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, because, well, he's already been kind of pigeonholed, you know? So it's like they're expecting you to the swoon, the Elijah swoon to come, where it's like you come out ready, boom, 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 and then they expect him, like, yeah, we're going to start Elijah. Like, Elijah's almost become the guy they'll start to motivate somebody else, and then they're going to take his spot, and they know it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's just, you're just too big for that. It's just, I'm not listen, son, I'm not going to keep coming and watching you play. Let's come off the bench. Like, it's just, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to my genes.
You have too much going for you just not to be.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, so I really don't know how to transition outside of that conversation. Speaking of expectations, Steve, I posted some videos yesterday on Twitter.
Okay.
Nikki, did you see the videos I posted yesterday on Twitter?
I did not. But were they some of the ones we were watching in the pre-show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and let me say again really quick before we get there. Like, text line, listen, multi-sport athletes, great. Like, great thing to do. Just saying, in our day and age, it's not necessarily needed.
Yeah, at the same level.
Yeah. But, yeah, absolutely.
What does that say right there up top?
Does your son play lineman? He isn't seeing any glory being a lineman. Basketball, he gets the score. Football, he doesn't. Yeah, I think that's part of that.
I was going to ask you that, too.
No, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it was me. I made the basketball team. It was like, yeah, let's go. Like, yeah, I don't need football anymore. I was playing lineman. See, when I come back my junior year, I was tight end all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If he shoots up to 6'5", 6'6", I'm like, man, they might use you at tight end. So I think he would be in – he's not a pro. My youngest one might be.
In basketball?
No, in something. MMA. I don't know.
Something. So he has a level of drive.
Yeah.
Do you think you playing on the basketball team helped you? At tight end, with your hands and everything?
Yeah, it did. But yes, absolutely. But I'm going to be honest with you, Nick. I watch you and I hear how you were talked to in sports. I just don't need any advice.
You don't need support. About
You just stay out of the, like, don't. you keep your grubby hands out of my kid's life, okay?
I thought about what Nick said, and it came out so natural, Steve, when Nick was like, I mean, my dad was just like.
My dad told me I sucked.
Yeah, he was like, I mean, you got to understand how bad you really are. How bad you and your team are, son. Like,
You know what? I don't need your, I don't need your little, do you think playing football at tight end played you in basketball? Yeah, it did. Thank you. Go on with it. Did playing on your sucky hockey team help you be a producer?
I learned how to blink in unison by my junior year.
Okay, anyways, that's enough about me. I just need to get that off my chest.
Speaking of expectations.
Yes.
We had some pre-show conversation.
Mm.
And after this, I'm going to jump back into football. Okay, but I just want to get this off my chest. Expectations. You saw the videos. Which one did you have the most fun watching?
Mm.
For people who are listening, I posted a, 1 minute Sidney Curry, a 1 minute Jalen Withers, a 1 minute Brandon Huntley Hatfield, and a 1 minute L. Ellis.
Yeah.
There's four dudes. Four dudes with highlights, Steve, against you name them.
Yeah.
You know, four dudes with real highlight packages against all the major teams last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one had drew your attention the most?
I'm telling you, it's just not getting talked about enough around here. Brandon Huntley Hatfield would be the best player on the team. And I feel like that is getting, and that's no disrespect, because, like, I think we've got guys like Sidney Curry last year. What Sidney Curry did, like, people just overlooked that, too. Like, he didn't just get 25-plus in a few games.
About four or five games
like,
in a row.
Yeah, dude. But Brandon Huntley Hatfield is a pro. He's a pro. And when you watch his highlights from last year, you're like I said, you can do the, you know, whatever. Okay, I get it. Listen, if I'm James, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he just.
Sorry, James. I don't know why I gave you that. I was full into
I am James Strebel.
I don't know why I did that.
It is 10:20. Steve low-key chose violence this morning. I know. He's been taking pot shots at everybody.
That was so unfair to him, man, that I was just like, yeah. But no, but you know, if I'm James, I'm like, man, he only averaged 4 points a game, whatever. You watch the kid.
How much does Sidney Curry finish averaging? Nikki, would you look it up real quick? How many points did Sidney Curry average? And I also want you to later on we're going to do our ranking the next rankings again. So we'll review.
Yeah, I got the list up. He averaged 7.1 last year.
Think about this, Steve. If he had 420 plus games, he finished the year averaging 7, right? I brought this conversation up last night because here's the thing: somebody, like, they weren't gonna let me rest until I commented on somebody saying Louisville had the worst transfer market offseason, right?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well let me address the level of whatever. I'm not even. You know.
Quick update. The UofL website has it that he averaged 17.6 in 9 boards in his last 5 games. So just as a kind of a comparison.
Sidney Curry averaged 17.6.
Basically 18 points. He averaged 18 and 9.
18 and 9 in his last 5 games. When
shooting 64.4% from the field.
When Coach McGee's had no choice but to play him. After he sat the bench the entire year, okay? Now here's the thing. Listen to this, Steve. Listen to this. And who do I want to use? I want to use, okay, let's use North Carolina State.
Okay.
Virginia. Let's use Virginia. Okay?
Okay.
Steve, Virginia gets one transfer in their offseason.
Absolutely.
One transfer.
Yeah.
Sidney Curry. On Virginia's team.
Mm-hmm.
Some jackwagon in Virginia who is determined to A, get their coach fired.
Mm-hmm.
B, he's a Virginia Tech head.
Mm-hmm.
C, he hates T.A. Clark or whatever, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
D, he thinks their title was a fluke. That guy who doesn't like their coach, what's his coach's name? Virginia coach.
Tony Bennett.
This guy who hates Tony Bennett, right, still thinks he's a fraud. You know what he's going to say? Oh, what's the big deal? I mean, Sidney Curry, he only averaged 7 points a game at Louisville, yeah. and they lost. And that's going to be the narrative around Virginia. That, you know, what's the big deal that some guy who averages 7 points a game is coming to Virginia?
Yeah.
And somebody in Virginia who knows anything about anything is going to say, are you stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched him play?
Yeah.
And some guy's going to say, well, the analytics at Wahoo.com said he only averaged 3 rebounds.
Yeah.
And somebody in Virginia is going to say, God, who listens to this guy?
Yeah.
Who listens to this guy? And then you're going to have to go through the thumbnails. You're going to have to show him dunking.
Well, that was against. Well, if he was so good, why didn't he play?
Mm. Right?
Yes.
Virginia would be a pout. Like, could you imagine sticking whatever Virginia has and sticking a Sidney Curry around those big passers they got?
Mm-hmm.
The way Virginia will isolate you and pound the basketball in.
Yeah.
He would be a big time transfer, right?
Yes.
I mean, would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
He would be, listen, Sidney Curry would change the dynamics of a lot of teams
mm-hmm.
who were 6, 7, 8 in the league.
Yes.
Move them up to
It's a big time addition, Sidney. If he went to Pittsburgh or something,
yeah,
you'd be like, Jeff Cable got a dude.
Yeah.
But no, instead, you get guys saying, oh, he's only averaging 7 points. Brandon Huntley Hatfield. I he was the starting forward.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can say, okay, yeah, he spent his first 3 months at Tennessee sitting behind four seniors.
He was reclassed, too. I mean, yeah, like he was 17, 18.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Yeah.
That entire year, Nikki, that entire year last year.
He should have been in high school.
He should have been in Clarksville, Tennessee, playing for Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
The Northwest Vikings.
Yeah.
Sitting around in hallway. No, instead, he's sitting on the bench behind Eve's Ponds or, you know, just.
Well, that's what I say. If he had stayed.
Admiral Schofield type of dudes.
I'll be honest. If Brandon Huntley Hatfield, this is why how I look at him, too, is if he had stayed in this class, mm-hmm. he'd be a top five player. I think Kenny Payne would have got him either way. Because Kenny Payne had such a relationship with him. How much more excited would people be today if he had not reclassed and we had landed top five Brandon Huntley Hatfield? Would people look at it different? Yeah. So that's why I just don't get into the like, okay, I mean.
Which means your recruiting ranking for this year, top five Brandon Huntley Hatfield,
yeah.
Devin Ree, Kamari Lance, who was a five-star, mm-hmm. fell out of that. You know, it's like, okay, you got two five-stars and a fringe five-star
yeah.
and Devin Ree.
Yeah. At least not really a fringe five-star.
I think he is.
might be a little much.
Any 6'8 guy who's listed as a 6'8 guy who they unanimously say is a top five shooter
well,
in the country.
Yeah, I mean, on five, Marcus's rankings, he is a five-star. I agree.
If I can give him a little,
it's like, oh yeah, that kid that went to Kentucky was Casey Wallace. Yeah, he's like 84th.
Backdoor
on
five.
Yeah. The on five rankings got him.
What is Devin Ree ranking?
By the way, I saw them. They tweeted stuff out yesterday. Look, listen, three straight recruits. Kentucky was our dream school. Like, well, how about that? Is everybody's dream school Kentucky? According to On Three,
yeah, listen.
Did anybody grow up wanting to go anywhere else?
You just let a fan just say, I'm running a recruiting service now.
Yeah, I mean,
look, Kentucky's my favorite school, and I'm going to start a recruiting service.
Listen,
I'm going to drop around. Who's that kid over there? What's his name?
Marcus.
This is look. I have information that says
consecutive tweets, 2024 five star. Samoto Surreal. You want to know the picture they put up?
I'm listening.
Baby Shaq, with him next to Shaq. Tennessee is recruiting him the hardest. He also says Kentucky is his dream school. Okay? Very next tweet. 2024 top 15 prospect Derek Queen says Kentucky was his dream school growing up. Well, my God. Anybody want to go anywhere else? No wonder count. Maybe we are screwed. Maybe every top 15 recruit just grew up wanting to go to Kentucky.
Kentucky basketball might as well just go the Notre Dame route.
Yeah, just go independent. Let us all set this one out, Cal. Hey, pick who you want real quick, and then the rest of us recruit.
Right.
Because they all dreaming about this. Listen. Baby Shaq.
You already went independent with COVID rules.
Nick, Baby Shaq with a picture of him next to Shaq.
That's a real
picture,
y'all.
That's photoshopped.
Wow. I feel like there's an opportunity there for like a baby shark, baby Shaq. Yeah.
Listen,
something like that.
Shaq, I like at 16-year-old, and surreal, and the kids. This is nothing to do with the kids.
Right,
kids
are probably
fine players. I mean, they're top 15. They're probably good. But he's like, yeah, Tennessee's recruiting him the hardest. But Kentucky is dream school. Okay, the other top 15 kid. He said he grew up Kentucky was a dream school. Well, okay, God bless. Anybody like anybody else?
Didn't On3 buy KSR or vice versa?
I did see a Duke in there. Yeah, go figure, Nick.
I know, but Nicky, I mean,
you know good and well they bought KSR. Listen, I don't want to misspeak. There was some kind of partnership there. I don't know. I don't know who bought who or whatever. But yeah, yeah. Don't want to get sued.
Partnership. That's a good word.
But partnership. Yeah, yeah. Just a
allegedly
alleged partnership. Whatever. But I'm like, God.
I mean, I did see him throw
it. Kind of Pac-10, Pac-12. Hey, scrolling down through there though, I did find a. They did say there was one Duke. There was one Duke. He grew up wanting to go to Duke.
One guy.
I'm like, he must just ask people. Just that's how the interviews go. Just hey, what are you doing?
No. Hey, it's been reports that at some point Kentucky was a dream school.
Yeah, 2024 five star. This is from 13 minutes ago. Isaiah Elam says Kentucky recruiting him the hardest.
Okay, so every
2025 star, Ugonna Kingsley. So that's another official visit. He's visiting Kentucky on Wednesday.
Okay,
fantastic. Here we go. Dream school. Duke.
One dude.
The same kid. Let's play guess that race. This kid says I model my game after Jason Tatum and Grayson Allen.
Portuguese, if ever I heard one.
Model his game after Grayson Allen.
This kid was a big Duke fan growing up. Oh, maybe Duke's in it too then. Maybe it's Duke in Kentucky because I am seeing a couple Dukes.
Where's Gus Bus at?
Wisconsin.
No, I know. Yes, of course, because of course he is.
He did go to Wisconsin. Listen, J.J. Taylor claims Duke Kentucky offers and has his focus on one school. Oh, here's a good one. Jen Coleman says Kentucky's 7 reported offers aren't all real. Oh, my dream school is Duke. 2024 five star. Maybe we'll add Duke in here.
Because we have to just act like, you know, it's kind of fair. Just
What is this? I'm going to start.
I'm telling you.
On five's coming.
The only way out of this is don't do on five.
Listen, on five's coming. It's going to be the best. Listen, just Coach Satterfield, get ready. Get ready.
Steve? Let's at least do this.
He's already got 14 of the top 20 in the on five rankings.
What's your number, Steve?
I'll wear number 5.
Gosh.
In my leagues.
Okay, well listen.
In my men's leagues.
We can do an on five then. Steve, we can do an on five and let's at least just start a Twitter.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's just start a
Coach Calipari questions whether or not the transfer portal benefits players in the long run.
Yeah, because that's how you feel after you watch your guy transfer to UCLA and go to the Final Four.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you do.
Boogie Fland has earned an offer from Kentucky.
Who's reporting that?
On three. I'm just going down this timeline right here. Anyways, done with that. bro, come on. I guess I'm so proud of this one, though. Maybe it's because I'm so proud of this one. It's because the moment it started, and they were like, right off the bat, their first move, Kenyatta Goodwin's like number 15 in the country.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like,
no, because we've been all over this. Steve, we've been all over this from the. Very, very gentle hand when it comes to.
Kentucky got a receiver out of Tennessee. All of a sudden, he has a new ranking. He's now number 17. What?
Is it the boldness you love about this, Steve?
Yeah, I was like, what? But we immediately were like, that's not, something's not right with this, but okay, I guess. And then it was announced some kind of partnership they had with some media outlets around here. And then they hired on the edit guy that's a Kentucky guy. You're like, oh, well, this is making sense now. Like, oh, go figure.
Well, I'm on it. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 DeVille.
work, depend to make the ink transform on any particular surface.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It's great to be back in rhythm. It's great to be back with two guys I enjoy working with on a daily basis.
I agree.
So, Steve, have you stepped outside of the basketball conversation?
Because
you did make one last.
Yeah, point, I was right? going to say. I mean, I'm getting there, but I will say this. I mean, you know, I agree that maybe we don't, or not maybe that, you know, we're going to be thin in the backcourt. Okay, I do agree with that. And as far as now, I don't care. I mean, you can make little jokes about you don't think our wingman can play guard. But they can, so it just makes you look silly, not me. But
we're gonna be thin at the true point guard.
Yeah, yeah. Spot. But at the true point guard spot, I mean, yeah. You know, I still think we'll add Fabio, whatever. I do think we'll add him. So I mean, that'll add more. You know, and maybe one of the guys like Hersey Miller, somebody can play a few minutes a game.
Yep.
But we're gonna have one of the three best front courts in the ACC. I mean, I don't think that's that far-fetched at all to say. So I guess that's where you also say, like, yeah, it's a little give and take there.
I don't like your tone.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I didn't like your tone.
Okay.
I didn't
I'm stupid.
I didn't no.
No.
I didn't mind your tone with
I'm gonna take the Nikki V route. I'm a self-loathe.
With the point guard conversation, I didn't mind that tone because it's like, yes, I would love to have another pure dog point guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I really like Fabio, you add him, I'm going to be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't mind having another adult point guard grad transfer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I have to acknowledge, Steve, that we had two people that we thought might be able to play some transitional point guard last year.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys were extremely disappointed when trying to run the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Jared West could run the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else could.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I agree. Absolutely.
I mean, they could be out there, but they couldn't fit the system. They could not fit the system.
Yeah.
So, here I am this year. How dare I say, okay, if Kenny Payne says that guy will just get me through, he'll get me through the season. You know, that point guard will be a wasted scholarship for the most part. You know, if I pick up some Austin Peay transfer that can run the point, but he's not a pro.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to stop anybody when I'm trying to win a championship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Kenny Payne says, I'm not putting regular dudes on my roster.
Mm-hmm.
Can we admit that he's not putting?
Yeah.
Yeah. If your ceiling isn't league, I'm not putting you on my roster.
Yeah, because the dudes he's went after, like really went after, are the Tyrese Hunter.
Yeah.
Malachi Smith.
Yeah.
Amani Bates, you know.
Dudes that can play professional basketball.
Yes.
If they listen to me the right way.
Absolutely.
So, our front court and wings all have dudes.
I guess I should say Brandon Huntley Hatfield too. I added his three misses and didn't.
Oh, didn't
the one that he got.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody left on this team has something in their body
that can
make money playing basketball.
Yeah.
You know, at a high level. Again, you can. I hear everybody going straight to JJ. It's like, yeah, but JJ is an elite athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He is an elite athlete. He does all the other stuff that Kenny Payne needs him to do. His attitude, you know, gets right. And I'm saying that in a good way. His attitude, his aggressiveness gets right. Everybody on the roster,
yeah.
Jalen Withers, you know, we've seen flashes. Jalen Withers is a pro in flashes.
Yeah. JJ is an elite athlete. Mm-hmm. Sidney Curry, when you know he's the man and he's still dropping 25 mm-hmm. on you in the ACC, in an ACC game, Steve, this is a guy who can play professional basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you said that, you're like, are y'all watching like Brandon Huntley Hatfield call for the ball, open up one-on-one with centers?
Yeah.
And just, you know, pump fake and go around them, you know, get buckets,
yeah.
steps, fadeaways. Like his angle, you said it, Steve. He's a pro.
Yeah. 6'10".
He's 6'10".
Yeah. He can knock down the three. He can, I mean, he's got smooth, he can shoot over most power forwards.
Y'all watch the video of him just running back and forth, baseline to baseline, mm-hmm. 7 3-pointers in just a workout.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, 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 bam. He can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He can, his mid-range, he can shoot.
Plus, he knows how to be a pro, too. He come right in. He signed with CAA. He's got – he's Boost Mobile. He's got, you know, he's got the different – I mean, like, he's
– has an attitude. Cut his hair. Look, I don't want anything from Tennessee. You know, yeah. I'm coming here to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see the look on his face. Like, he's not the clowning guy on the video.
Right.
You know, hey, I'm a newcomer here. I come here to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're adding him to – Sidney Curry.
I mean, did you see the picture of him and Rose the other day? I mean, dang, they're as big as Rose.
They were getting low.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Except he can do a lot more, you know? And Rose Wheeler.
How much Rose is going to benefit?
Yes, that's the point. Yep. Yeah, because here's the thing. As much as we're talking guards, guards, guards right now, you're probably going to lose Sidney and Brandon. Next year, guys like Rose are going to be like Rose is going to be starting center probably. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The year not this year, but next. If you bring in if you get a big time center or whatever, that's going to be there. But I would expect in my heart the talent that Rose has after being here 1 year and 1 year under Kenny Payne. I don't think it's that far fetched for me to say no. I expect Rose Wheeler to be good enough to be the starting center.
And Rose Wheeler was a high prospect as well.
Yeah, pre-injury. Absolutely.
Pre-injury.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Like mm-hmm. this is his first healthy. Yeah. Like
you'll see him this year. Healthy, yeah. He'll get a lot more run this year.
He's
than he got last
full
year.
Healthy off season.
Yeah,
a full season.
Hmm. Yeah,
our front court is going to be awesome.
No, you have, and this brings it back around. You have a top three front court in the ACC. That's not crazy to say. I mean,
how will we rank in 3-point shooters in your opinion?
Ooh. That might be an issue.
I'm listening.
Okay. I say might.
Yeah.
Because
listen, I can be swayed.
I think you have some.
Okay. Let's do this exercise. Just give me a number 1 through 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
A good shooter is a 6. A good 3-point shooter is a 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just call him a 6 on mm-hmm. on the 10 Richter scale. Okay, good shooter.
Yeah.
A good 3-point shooter.
Yes.
Is a 6. Okay. What's JJ Trainer?
He's probably a 4. 3, 4. But he's not going to shoot many. His volume's going to be lower.
Okay.
So that's I would probably put him higher,
mm-hmm.
but his volume is going to be
if
lower.
If a good shooter is a 6, JJ is probably a 5. Like
he's led the team the last 2 years in percentage. But he's not going to shoot as many.
Okay.
He's just not going to shoot as many. You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
Okay, JJ is a 4.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, what is
with an asterisk?
Okay. Yeah. What's Kamari Lance?
We don't know. This is my conversation.
Yeah, but we're just
yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say a 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you say
him. I think he's gonna be.
You don't think he can shoot better than JJ Trainer?
Yeah, probably. So maybe a 5. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So Kamari's a 5. Mm-hmm. What's Devin Ree?
Probably a 5.
6.
He could be. Yeah.
A three point shooter.
I'll give him 6 because he's going to be the best. Devin Ree is going to be the best shooter on the team. Like I watching his shot, watching the way he releases, like he's the best shooter on the team. I'll be blown away if anybody's a better shooter than him.
What's Brandon?
He's probably a 4. Again, because he's not going to be out there shooting a ton of threes. Like
what's Stephen Enoch?
He was probably a 4, right?
See, I'm putting all them higher. Like,
okay.
I felt comfortable when Stephen Enoch was shooting a three-pointer. He's a good three-point shooter.
No, he was. He was.
Yeah.
I guess I just knocked and big men down an extra rung because I'm like, they're not going to shoot.
Stephen Enoch, he probably shot four a game.
Because if he's floating around out there shooting threes, I'm you know what I'm going to be doing? Brandon, for the love of God, get underneath.
But when you got a Sydney, Brandon's going to get some.
He will. He's going to get some threes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sydney's going to make sure Brandon gets some more three-pointers.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, but I still would put him in a four.
What was that? Was he walking a cat?
Maybe. I don't know. It was on a leash, though, and it was interesting.
Nikki, are you allowed to put a cat on a leash? Well, can cats handle leashes?
I don't know. That one did. That one seemed happy. He was.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Well, when we first got our, you know, first cat, R.I.P. Melvin, we tried that, and he very quickly did the little, you know, Bob and Weave, and got right out of it. It's just like, yeah, we're never doing this again, guys. Yeah.
He's like, thank you for that. We're going
to
move on.
Yeah. He's like, that was cute. I'm going to go back to being a cat and running around outside. So
free.
Yeah, being free. So.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to check you out. That one.
So I've seen it before, but not often.
Okay, so Stephen Enoch, how many threes a game do you think he averaged? I said four. This seemed like he shot about four.
Welcome back.
Yeah, probably.
He would go probably 2 or 5.
Yeah.
He would go 2 or 5 consistently.
You're probably you know, right. So I just can't do it.
You can't do big men shooting threes. You don't want to do big men shooting threes.
No, I want my guys. I want to be the team that's like, I want to be the team. Like, and I hate to say it like this.
Because when I'm doing the math, Steve, you realize where I'm headed with this. Like,
no, I know.
I got some big guys that can shoot.
Yeah. But I also need some big guys that can rebound. And you're not getting rebounds.
Sydney's the only person that I don't think can shoot.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
And where'd you put L. Ellis at? He's so streaky.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 or 4.
Golly. I'm probably 2 points higher on everybody's shooting than you.
Yeah.
And you, but you are admitting that you don't want to be a 3-point shooting team.
I want to be. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we are going to be. But no, okay, I didn't say it. My whole point at the beginning, the reason why I was saying it was there's just some unknowns.
Mm-hmm. The biggest unknown.
Can Devin Reed play enough defense to get out there? I think he's a big time shooter.
Who's a better defender, Devin Reed or Sidney Curry?
I've not watched everybody play at this level. I don't know. Yeah. I think Sidney probably, like, you know, but I don't know. Maybe Devin Reed. I think Kamari Lance just kind of, we've gotten some feedback from over there now that says Kamari Lance can play some D. Enoch took 1.1 three per game.
Seemed like he shot.
I know it feels like that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that would also, to your point, because he's such a good shooter. You don't remember him when he misses them. You remember him when he hits them, you know. But I think that's okay. I want Brandon taking 3 threes a game. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Step out, knock those down. If you get open, boom. Jalen Withers, same thing. You know, Jalen Withers can shoot the three.
How many total three-pointers did Brandon Huntley have? No, because he didn't even play that much. He probably was scared to shoot any threes in Tennessee.
Or he wasn't a great shooter. He's worked on it.
Listen, he had that freshman thing going. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God. Like, if I miss this. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah, he probably. JJ, he'll let him go.
Yeah, he should. He's a good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
Yeah, like I said.
And I will say, I might be tainted with 5 years of Malik Williams, where a shot goes up and I'm like, where is my big man? He's at half court. Like, what? I mean, listen, that was 5 years
as a fan, we're going to have to.
No, I'm sorry, 4 years, because when he was a dog as a freshman.
We're going to have to unlearn Malik.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. And it's not a knock at Malik. Like, I think Malik was a good player.
I think he started feeling sorry for himself.
Well, yeah, I do too. Yeah. I do too. But I mean, the thing is it's just like, how many times did you just watch and you're like, where are the bigs? He's hanging at the 3-point line.
And I'll just tell people this. Just so you know, it's not like you're gonna have to unlearn this as much as me. Steve, Nikki, and Marcus sat in here and we watched L. Ellis blow around people and dish the ball to Malik. Yeah. I know that feeling when you dish the ball. Steve, L. Ellis did a no-look pass. Mm-hmm. He was looking at his bench.
Yeah.
He had three people on him.
It's a tremendous pass.
The ball, he threw a no-look pass into Malik's belly. Everybody's looking at the bench. And just to watch Malik load up, like almost back up a step, load up and put it off the glass. I mean, it was, he was waiting for someone to foul him.
Yeah.
He was like slow, like, I know somebody's going to foul me. I know something's going to happen. Somebody's going to end up close to me.
Brandon Huntley-Hatfield took 13 last year. He'll take quadruple that.
Yeah, he'll take 39.
But yeah, no, you're right. But I will say this.
Malik wasn't the finisher.
We have dunkers on this team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this team, yeah, we do have finishers. We do have finishers. That those will be dunks or go strong at the rim.
But do you see how much it discredited L. Ellis's assist?
Yeah, because I didn't even remember that one pass he had. I mean, that was one of the best passes we had to have last year. I mean, dude, no looker from 3 feet from out behind. Court, yep. Yeah, I mean, right in the pocket underneath to a big man.
Because you know why?
And then he reversed it?
He reversed late, and we were holding our breath like, that's not going to go in.
Why is he reversing it? I reverse it because I'm a 6'3 guy that can only play center.
Doing a mic and drill.
Yeah. I got to use that as a defender so I don't get blocked.
It was Ross McManus.
Let's just do that. I like that. No, Ross was better than what he got credit for. He just, I mean, you know, he went
Midday's
straight
to the pro on 939 The Ville.
Ridiculous.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.